Welcome back. As we mentioned during the newscast, the South Shore YMCA here in Quincy is planning a pretty major expansion project at their Coddington Street headquarters. And Caitlin Safer has stopped by to tell us a bit more about a history of the organization and their plans for the future. So great to see you, Caitlin.
Yes, thank you, Joe. It's a pleasure to have me back here.
So. Yeah, it's been a little while, right?
Yes.
So it's long overdue, but we'll have you back in the future as well. But now, as the executive director of the Hale Family Y here in Quincy, so congratulations. On that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Sure. For folks who aren't aware, the YMCA here in Quincy goes back a very long time.
A very long time. Yes, and we've moved a couple of buildings.
Yes.
So that's been nice. And the current building that is right here on Coddington is just over 10 years old.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes. Beautiful building, but we're busting at the seams. So hence the expansion. So we're very, very excited to kind of start that process and really dive into what the community needs at large.
So. Yeah. Well, I know when you the previous building just up the street was called the Bunker, or lovingly referred to, right?
It's
a big cinder block building.
Yeah.
But I know when you first opened the new building, your enrollment automatically doubled almost.
Yes.
So where is it now?
Yeah, so we are thankfully back to pre-COVID numbers, which is really good.
Yeah.
And so we're about 18,000 members. Yeah,
okay.
We see about 2,500 people a day.
Really?
Yeah, coming in and out of the Y. So it's great. Everybody has something different that they'd like to do, whether it's swimming in the pool, utilizing our health and well-being center, shooting some basketball in the Briggs Family Fieldhouse, our after-school program, our early learning center. So just there's something for everybody.
So much, yeah.
Yes,
and
in
year-round, I know the summer programs are hugely popular. The aquatics program.
Yep, aquatics program. Yeah. We have a great partnership with Quincy Public Schools.
Yes.
And this past year, we were able to offer free swim lessons to all the second graders in the elementary school. So that was huge. That was just wonderful.
It's almost a necessity. It's a life-saving skill.
It is, right? Especially having the water so close.
Yes.
Absolutely, yes.
So that's great to hear.
Yeah.
But you're bursting at the seams again.
Yes.
So a good problem to have,
I guess,
right?
Absolutely. So our expansion, we're very excited about. We're proposing a 20,000 square foot addition. It'll only increase the footprint by 10,000 square feet.
I see.
So two floors, 10,000 square feet each.
I see. Okay.
And really looking to expand the need within the community. So really taking our thoughts on what the city of Quincy needs as well as what the Y needs, and kind of really marinating the two together.
Yeah. So you talked about at the planning board meeting last week the fact that the city does not have a gymnastics program or I guess a designated place.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, when we were doing our research to really try to figure out what we would be able to do to expand the Y, we realized that the city of Quincy does not have a dedicated gymnastics center. There are dance studios and cheer studios, but not a full-fledged dedicated gymnastics center.
Right,
so
right.
Very excited to kind of add that piece. I'm a former gymnast myself.
Oh, really?
So I have a very a heavy background with that. So I think adding the gymnastics center within the city, having that outlet for not only the city at large, but the female youth empowerment will be great.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, I think it's taken on new importance given the Summer Olympics that just passed.
Yes,
all the attention that was drawn to that particular event.
Yes.
Both male and female.
Yes,
gymnasts,
absolutely.
Actually,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So what would that look like, Caitlin? What would that program look like?
Yeah, so the program would be USA Gymnastics,
okay.
Follow USA Gymnastics guidelines.
Right.
So, we would potentially host a few gymnastics meets as
really?
Well on the weekends. Yep. Just really getting the kids and teens another outlet. Gymnastics isn't just about, you're an individual on a team sport, but it's really just empowering and being able to feel good about yourself when you're doing it. So really excited to add that piece.
Well, you're also the medical wellness director.
I am,
So it has a health benefit as well.
It does,
right?
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. Good health benefit.
Is it something that you think is accessible to a lot of youngsters that may not be active in other types of sports?
Yes. This is something you definitely learn, even from a small age. And just really being able to exercise.
Mm.
It's a different form of exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Really understanding your body and how to move, you know, it'll be nice. I'm excited for it.
So will you have to bring on new staff?
Yes, yep, we'll have to bring on new staff for the gymnastics center. We currently have a gymnastics center at our Emelson, attached to our Emelson location off of Washington Street in Hanover. And that director does a phenomenal job down there. So hoping to try to marinate the two centers together and really combine one into one offering, I guess, so to speak.
I see.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned the other part of the expansion is for office space?
Yeah, so a really vital piece that our team needs is to kind of really be back in the same space.
Okay.
So right now we have offices that are across our all of our branches or all of our locations, excuse me. So whether it's at our Germantown Neighborhood Center, at our Science, our Nature Center in Norwell, the Emelson branch, really just trying to bring some of our association resources, office pieces all back together for more collaboration and communication.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So kind of centrally located.
Yes.
Here in
Quincy. Did have that pre-COVID, and so then post-COVID, everybody is where they need to be right now.
Gotcha.
But I think to better enhance where we need to be in the future, it would be beneficial to have everybody in the same space.
Okay. So it's actually a sign of things getting back to normal.
Yes. Right? Yes. Which will be nice. Yeah.
We have a rendering of the proposed expansion.
Yep.
And you can kind of give us an orientation as to what we're looking at.
Absolutely. Here. So you are standing in the Fragmites, I guess, so to speak, that you would call it. And the expansion is the addition of the Briggs Family Fieldhouse.
Okay.
So of the fieldhouse in the back of the building, it's going to be very similar to what that looks like, just expanded out into currently a gravel lot that we have. So to the right of the rendering is Roxy's. Behind it is the McDonald's and the car wash.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, I see.
Yes.
So is this land that the Y already owns?
Yes, yes, land that the Y already owns. That's correct. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And talk a little bit about the timeline for what happens next.
Yeah, so we're in the permitting process currently right now, as you saw, and we are hoping to break ground and occupy the space in late 2025, early 2026.
Okay.
Yes, aggressive timeline, but I think we can do it.
Think so.
And then something else to add to the expansion is large-scale group exercise studio, that'll be in the field house as well. Our group exercise, we see about 7,000 members in a month on average taking our group exercise classes.
Mm-hmm.
So really something that we want to feed the need and keep people to coming back to, really craving that in-person communication and being in person is now back, which is great.
Yeah.
And then also in addition to that, during the after school hours, if you have not been to the Briggs Family Fieldhouse, like I said in the planning board meeting, starting at 2:30, we see on average 400 teens every afternoon that flood over from the high school.
Yeah.
So being a great community partner, but really understanding that the teens need somewhere to go.
Yes.
So that group exercise studio will also duplicate as a space for the teens to go as well, whether it's a mentoring program or a youth advisory board, we'll utilize that space in those aspects as well.
Okay.
Yes.
That's great, because where would those kids go otherwise? Right?
I know, I'd rather have them at the Y, so.
I'm sure their families would, would as well.
Yeah.
And I mean, what a great partnership, because the proximity is right across the street.
Yes, which is
now great. Will you need any additional parking for this expansion?
No, so we already have ample amount of parking currently within our three parking lots that we currently have.
Sure.
So we actually have double the amount that we originally needed to open the space. Yes, yes. So I think we'll be okay with parking.
Okay.
Yes.
So was this anticipated when this new building first went up?
That's a great question. I don't know if it was anticipated, but I think it was left unbuilt in case we decided to do something with it in the future.
Okay.
Give us a little wiggle room to try to figure out what the needs are of the community.
Yes.
And we're at that point.
10 years later, here we are.
Yes, absolutely.
Must be encouraging for the folks that work there, you know, because I'm sure during the pandemic years it was pretty depressing.
It was, it was difficult to a point where, you know, The YMCA, the South Shore Y, we were there for the community. We were an extension of Father Bill's during that. We were an emergency child care center as well. We expanded, so to speak, our food pantry during that time to really help the need of the community. So I was one of the individuals that helped out with all three of those things, which was great. And really kind of being back to where we were pre-COVID, so to speak, is really very encouraging, like you said.
I would think.
And then really, especially to the point where we're able to expand and really looking for you know, the community to help us with that expansion as well in regards to funding. So
The Y itself has back in the 1890s, I think, founded here. Is it one of the oldest?
Yes.
So do we be bringing on new personnel in general in the whole organization?
I think we really need to figure out the needs of those particular spaces and then really assess where that goes.
Okay.
But we are looking to, we are restarting our Leave Your Mark campaign. It was started in 2019 for really all of our development projects that we were doing throughout the South Shore Y on these South Shore. And because of the pandemic, we had to stop the community phase.
Right.
So we're really looking to bring that back up and look towards the community to help us raise the additional funds needed to keep with the expansion of the building.
That
as
was
well.
My next question, Caitlin.
Yes. Yes.
What is this project going to cost, and what are the plans for fundraising?
Yeah. So it's a little under $7 million.
Is it really?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And you know, we're in a good financial space, but we can always be better.
Certainly.
We really want this to be, you know, we are in such a vital part in the community. We are in the heart of Quincy. It's really a great place to be, and so we're hoping that the community can really gather around us and help us raise those extra funds just to be in a little bit of a better financial position.
Are there formal fundraisers planned right now, do you know, for this project?
Regards to the specific fundraiser for the particular project.
Okay.
But you can either stop by and ask for me at the Hale Family Y or Mary Oren. She is our Chief Development Officer. Certainly help you figure out and address those needs.
Okay,
so,
all right.
Now,
will there be any disruption to the current Y activities during the project?
No current disruption, so that's great.
That is good news, sure.
Yes.
What's the next approval process? You know, what happens
next? Yeah, so the next approval process is we are going back to planning on October 16th.
Right.
And then after that, we will be going to zoning on October 22nd.
Okay.
Yes, and we met with the Conservation Commission at the beginning of September.
Okay.
And we were able to receive approval with an order of conditions as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll hold up our end of the bargain with that. So.
Yeah, well, there's a wetlands, as you mentioned. The
phragmites
are right there.
Yes,
so it's sensitive, but I think that's all across the city pretty
much. Yes, absolutely. And we're not abutting right up against it.
Yes.
So there's wiggle room there as well. So that's nice. Yes.
So pending those approvals, then it's full steam ahead?
Full steam ahead, which is exciting.
Will this impact any other Ys, the Emelson and the Hanover, or the
Not directly, but if you're a member of the Hale Family YMCA, you're also a member of the Emelson Y.
Right.
So because we're sister branches, individuals are able to utilize both YMCAs at their leisure.
Okay.
So that's a great benefit to have as part of the Y.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So what is it you'd like folks to know once it's completed?
Once it's completed, you know, so excited about it, and really, you know, come by, see the space, be part of the community at large, and really hope I checked all the boxes in regards to, you know, the research being done and in regards to what we're doing with this project. But just really excited to be you know, a great community partner, and really excited to expand the branch.
Yeah, what kind of research, how did you do that? What did they tell you?
I had asked, you know, some of the community partners at large as well in the city, but then also really just went on Google and saw what was needed within the community, what the community had versus what it didn't, but also took the varying populations that we have in Quincy. Quincy is certainly a melting pot, so really wanted to be able to make a decision that really honed in on multiple nationalities, multiple backgrounds. Mm. Really just wanted to be as inclusive as we could with those decisions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know, are other Ys in the area adding such facilities as the gymnastics center?
I'm not sure of the other Ys locally in regards to expansions. Probably more upkeep than expansion, I'm not 100% sure on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any events coming up that you'd like folks to know about, programs that they can sign up for?
Oh, great. Yeah. No, that's a great point. So next month for October is Cancer Awareness Month. So the South Shore YMCA is doing a full-fledged Cancer Awareness Month opportunity at both branches with group exercise classes. Mm. We can raise funds in regards to attending those group exercise classes. We're going to have tables at each of the branches with different colored ribbons. So individuals or members or community members can come and either dedicate a ribbon to somebody or you know, that might be going through cancer.
Yes.
And we can put it on our windows there to really highlight that we're all together in this fight, so to speak. And then the South Shore Y, as the medical wellness director, we have a Stay Strong program, which is a free year membership to anybody who is undergoing treatment or who has had surgery in the past year for not only themselves but for their family members and caregiver.
Oh, okay.
So it's a free year membership to the South Shore Y.
Super.
Yeah,
excellent.
And so they people would reach out to me directly for information on that, and then we would go ahead and process the paperwork and be able to meet the families where they're at and give them a little sense of normalcy in a very unnormal time in their lives.
So strictly for cancer patients?
Yes. That particular program is strictly for cancer survivors, that point. Yeah.
And finally, I know that due to the unfortunate weather, the Corn Festival had to be canceled.
I know.
At the Hanover branch,
yes,
right?
Yes, it did.
Has it been rescheduled yet?
I don't have an exact date, but it will be in October.
All right.
So I would say mid-October. Yes.
Okay. I know it's really popular. That's why
it really
I mentioned
is.
It.
Yeah. It really is. It's great. It's a great event. And I actually was participating in the Rodman Ride for Kids bike ride in Foxborough this past weekend on Saturday.
Oh, gosh.
Same day.
Wow.
So I'm actually excited to be able to bring my boys to the Corn Festival.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
Thanks for stopping by, Caitlin.
Absolutely.
Great
thank you. It was a pleasure.
And we'll have you back, too.
Wonderful.